All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic Calm. I'm your host, Avery Hott, here to help you navigate life's crazy twists and turns with a little bit of grace and a whole lot of resilience. Today, we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion. You know that feeling when you mess up, stumble, or just plain have a bad day? And instead of offering yourself a warm hug and a hey, I got this, your inner critic starts spitting out a whole list of reasons why you're a total failure. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a good friend going through a tough time. Think of it as your own personal cheerleader reminding you that everyone makes mistakes, life is messy, and it's okay to not be perfect. So why is this so vital? Because when we're constantly berating ourselves, it creates this vicious cycle of negativity that can damage our mental and emotional well-being. We become more anxious, stressed, and less likely to take risks or grow. But with self-compassion, we break free from that cycle. It allows us to learn from our mistakes, bounce back stronger, and approach life with a sense of acceptance and resilience. Ready for some actionable tips? Here are 5 key takeaways to cultivate more self-compassion in your daily life. 1. Notice your inner critic. Pay attention to those negative thoughts that pop up when you make a mistake or things don't go your way. Are they really true? Would you say those things to a friend? By becoming aware of these thought patterns, you can start to challenge them and replace them with more compassionate ones. 2. Practice mindfulness. Taking time to simply be present in the moment can work wonders for self-compassion. Try focusing on your breath, noticing your surroundings, or engaging in activities that bring you joy. This helps quiet the inner chatter and allows space for kindness towards yourself. 3. Be kind to your body. Just like we wouldn't treat a friend poorly, we shouldn't treat our bodies with neglect or criticism. Make time for nourishing foods, gentle exercise, and plenty of rest. Treat your body as a temple, it deserves love and care. 4. Forgive yourself. Everyone makes mistakes. Holding on to guilt and shame only hurts you in the long run. Practice letting go of past regrets and learn from your experiences. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, not others. 5. Celebrate your strengths. We all have unique talents and qualities that make us special. Take time to acknowledge and celebrate your achievements, big or small. You deserve to feel proud of who you are. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. You've put in the hours, practiced diligently, but nerves start creeping in. You stumble over a few words, and suddenly your mind races with thoughts like, I'm such a mess, or this is going to be a disaster. But here's where self-compassion steps in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, you take a deep breath, acknowledge that it's normal to feel nervous, and remind yourself that you've prepared well. You focus on delivering your message authentically, even if it's not perfect. And guess what? Even with a few hiccups, you nail it. You see, self-compassion isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about facing them with kindness and understanding. It allows you to learn, grow, and thrive even when things get tough. So remember, treat yourself with the same love and care you would offer a dear friend. You deserve it. Take these takeaways and put them into practice today. Start small, a kind word to yourself in the mirror, a mindful moment during your commute, or celebrating a personal victory. And let's keep this conversation going. Share your thoughts on self-compassion with us on social media using #com. What are some ways you practice self-compassion in your daily life? I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.